This is a Sichuan News Update, highlighting the importance of inclusion in sports. The Dynamo Clippers hockey team and the Dynamo Pride Society hosted a Pride Night for the first time. On January 31st, at the Frank Crane Arena, Pride flags flew, and audience members displayed colorful rainbow outfits as they cheered on the home team. The Clippers Junior A hockey team was up against the Coquitlam Express as excitement was filling the arena. Manager of Sales and Business Development for the Dynamo Clippers, Ricky Thompson, spoke to CHY right before the puck dropped that night.
We want to really start to bring the community together. We're now in 2026, and it's time for people to be more welcoming of everybody. Everybody could be what they want to be, love who they want to love, and we support that here in Frank Crane. We want to see everybody out here with us.
She says that the Clippers wanted to host this Pride Night because they are proud to be inclusive and are committed to creating a safe and welcoming space.
Yeah, we're ready. Hockey is bigger than just a game. We want to start involving the community more. We are inclusive. We want the people to see that. We want people to come here, feel safe, feel like this is home. This is a fun night out.
Lauren Semble is the president of the Dynamo Pride Society. She says they are focusing on working with existing community groups to increase visibility and representation for the 2S LGBTQIA+ people in those spaces. They aim to introduce their community members to spaces that might not have always seemed welcoming and inclusive.
When we start to see the cracks open in what is typically an exclusive culture, and we start to see people step up and say, hey, I'm here, I'm queer, and I want to be counted, I matter. It's like, heck yeah, okay. That's the pride. That's the pride of Pride Night, is like, we're getting into this. We are going to be there and be visible and show folks that we are the athletes of hockey, the coaches, the trainers, the staff members, the season's ticket holders. Like, we are hockey in Nanaimo, just like everyone else is.
Semple says it's important more than ever to keep the momentum of inclusion in sports, primarily men's and professional sports, moving forward. They say hockey has not always been a welcoming space for those in the 2S LGBTQIA+ community. In 2023, the NHL banned players from using rainbow pride tape, which was used to encourage inclusion in the sport. The ban was quickly lifted after backlash from players and fans. Semple says the Clippers hosting Pride Nights show that there is no room for hate in Nanaimo.
So a lot of folks that are new to the space, new to Nanaimo perhaps, or just have never been to a hockey game before, have never seen the Clippers play, but also a lot of folks that used to maybe go to hockey or in the past and they haven't been for a while. And so we're welcoming people home, we're welcoming people back, we're welcoming newcomers and kind of saying like, hey, Frank Crane Arena is for you too, the Clippers is your hockey team as well, and come celebrate us, celebrate with us.
For the drag queen sisters, PJ and Vicky Smudge, this was not their first Clippers game. The two are longtime Clippers fans and season ticket holders, but this was their first ever game the two showed up as the Sea Queens. Vicky says everyone has been welcoming to them, showing up as their drag queen personas.
Yeah, both PJ are season ticket holders, so it's kind of nice. It's the first time I've looked so fabulous at a game. Usually I'm just wearing a normal plain jersey and a baseball cap. And so far, I was a little apprehensive, a little nervous, but so far everyone's been incredibly welcoming.
PJ says they have both always known the Clippers as being an inclusive space, and she is excited to showcase that inclusion to the rest of the community.
I don't know that I imagined we'd ever be here in drag, but I always knew that the organization is inclusive, and Nanaimo is a very inclusive society. Vicky and PJ have been involved in a lot of firsts in Nanaimo, and it's great to see.
Along with hosting a photo booth before the puck dropped, the sister drag queen extraordinaires joined the Pride Society on the ice for the ceremonial puck drop and hosted a drag race game during the first intermission. For the Pride Night, a section of the arena was turned into a Pride Zone for community members to all sit together. Tyler Green, a director with the Pride Society, was greeting people at the top of the section.
For myself and many of the people I've talked to, it's their first time out at a Clippers game. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see how the evening goes.
Green, who was waving around a rainbow fabric fan, told CHY that while they've never attended a game before, due to a busy schedule, he was excited to come out for Pride Night.
I'm fairly comfortable myself in a lot of places, so, but definitely being a Pride Night, I can definitely dress up and be more myself than I would if I had come to a normal night. And that's my goal, is I dress up so that everyone knows that however they want to dress, however they want to act, that is acceptable and it is praise, not something to hide.
Pride Night also pulled in a large crowd, bringing in an audience of approximately 1,500 people, the third largest crowd of the season. Attending their second ever Clippers game was Karina and Mia Bropre. CHY spoke to them in the Pride Zone during the second intermission. Mia says they wanted to go to a game earlier in the week, but when they heard about the Pride Night event, they made sure to show up for it.
Great, yeah. It's really fun. I love all the events going on.
Karina says it's nice to be a part of the first ever Pride Night.
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's nice to see the support. It's nice to see the community out here and having fun watching the hockey game.
Pride Night finished with a win. The Clippers seeing a 5-3 victory over the Coquitlam Express. So far this season, the Clippers rank as the second highest scoring team overall in their league. The Nanaimo Clippers take on the Prince George Spruce Kings Friday, February 6th at the Frank Crean Arena. Puck drops at 7 p.m. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.